Radio.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. You can check out the bulletin board system. We've got hundreds, literally hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to surf around through there. It's absolutely free. There are more posts than I can even keep up with now, which is a good problem to have.
It's a very, very busy message board.
So for me to actually look at a post, it actually has to sound interesting. So it's like most message boards. I have to actually pick the topics I'm interested in reading now.
Yeah.
But check it out. There's a lot of activity there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just keep listening to Free Talk Live because they sponsor us and we love them. We're all members. You can get a hold of them at 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org. You can sign up for the Free State Project right at freestateproject.org. And if you don't have the internet, you can still get a hold of them at 1-888-532-4604.
I agree.
You know,
I'm a member, as a matter of fact.
Me too. I was up in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was. And it's snowing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold. And we're a couple of guys from Florida.
Florida born.
And I don't think that either one of us really knows what we're getting into as far as
this. I don't know about the temperatures, but I know that Liberty works. And we're going to make it happen in
New
Hampshire.
I'm committed.
It's about damn time that we had our freedoms back in this country.
So it's going to be cold.
It is. We want to hear from you, though. Think about all the harshness that our founding fathers had to go through to gain their liberty. If all we have to do is be a little bit cold, or even a lot cold at a few points, it's well worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can avoid, you know, the bloodshed portion.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about hanging together.
Right. Hopefully not. Hey, by the way, we had a caller towards the end of the last hour who was chastising me, as I've actually been chastised before. It usually isn't. Larry, I think Larry was his name. He's a pretty nice caller. We've got one guy who calls in who just tries to rake us over the coals every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, for some reason, I'm not a libertarian because I don't know the names of everyone in Washington. I don't know about that. I mean, you're a libertarian because you're principled, because you believe that force is a bad thing. It doesn't matter what jackass bureaucrat is enforcing the law.
Knowledge is power, and he's right about that.
I understand what he's saying, and I did know who the guy was he was referencing.
I think what he should have said is, you're a talk show host?
I thought I had them all fooled. Well, anyway, this Chertoff, I guess, that's, you know, somebody's going to call him that. He apparently has been confirmed at this point. So
okay.
Our caller thought it was going to happen tomorrow. It's official. It's happened as of now.
Swell.
So there you go. Hey, by the way, we're going to talk about spam right now. But if you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything you want, take control at 800-259-9231. Or you can shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We won't guarantee we'll read it, but there's a chance that we will, if it's persuasive enough. Apparently the anti-spam legislation is now a year old.
Okay.
If you may recall, when this particular legislation came out, Free Talk Live made a prediction. What was that prediction, Manwich?
That it wouldn't amount to biddly squat.
Sure enough.
Biddly squat.
A one-year-old law that was supposed to regulate sexually explicit unwanted emails has done little to stem the flow of...
Because it hasn't done anything for my mailbox. They're always sending me, you know, special place enlargements.
Mm-hmm. Unwanted, it has done little to regulate sexually explicit unwanted emails and has done little to stem the flow of pornographic spam, industry watchers say. And even spammers in compliance with the rules are still sending out more dirty emails than ever. So what does that mean? That they're protecting the spammers that play by the rules now so they can send out even more? Currently, 77% to 80% of all emails received daily are some type of spam. And as much as 20% of that is sexually explicit, according to Michael Osterman of Osterman Research, a Seattle-based market research firm specializing in anti-spam and other technology. Now, right there is a little hint at how the spam battle can be won. The idea that this spam, this horrible internet scourge, is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes spam. And I don't know about the statistics. Maybe that's an average from all over America. I personally don't get 80% spam. I maybe get 25% spam, maybe, in my email box.
I don't know about
maybe
I get
30
less
to 40.
Than that.
40 on a bad day.
I get less than 25%, but I get a whole lot of viruses.
Hmm.
I get a lot of people, trying to send me viruses.
Well, what I'm pointing out here is Osterman Research is a market research firm specializing in anti-spam and other technology. So because spam exists, so does Osterman Research. Osterman Research would not exist if it were not for spam being such a problem. Spam became a problem, and individuals decided to start working towards solutions to this problem. Now, the one solution that will never work for spam is government intervention. Unfortunately, most people don't understand that government doesn't work, no matter what it is that you're asking them to do, whether it be interdicting.
No matter how many examples they get to see in their day-to-day life, they think that they can legislate things out of existence.
It doesn't
and
work.
And I'm sorry, it just doesn't work.
You can't
period.
Legislate people.
Ever.
You can't legislate
They've never
against...
legislated anything out of existence. Not one thing. But it doesn't change the fact that let's legislate
They'll keep trying.
Spam out of
right.
existence. You can't say something should or shouldn't occur and from a legislative point of view and be successful.
Yeah, it's just political football is all it is. It's
yeah.
just a big game that they're playing with us.
And everybody's a chump.
Right. Of all spam emails sent, only about 7% at the most comply with the U.S. law, he said. According to this gentleman, I would say it's getting to the point where something needs to be done about it. Unfortunately, that's the guy from the business, the Osterman Research. That's what he has to say. Well, didn't they just do something about it?
Yes.
A year ago? Didn't they pass a law?
We passed a law.
There ought to be a law against this here spam.
And there is. And what has it accomplished?
Not a damn thing.
Diddly squat.
Officials with the Federal Trade Commission, the government bureaucracy, worthless government bureaucracy, which is tasked with enforcing and controlling, get the name of this thing,
okay.
the Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing Act. Can spam?
Clever.
They must spend hours on the titles of these things alone. Anyway, they say that something's being done, the bureaucrats. They say something is being done. In December, FTC officials busted 6 businesses.
Oh, boy.
And one other operation that sent...
How much money did I pay for that?
Yeah, that sent... They don't mention that here. That sent pornographic advertisements through email. The lawsuits are the first under the Can Spam. And, according to them, more lawsuits are to come. So it only took them 11 months to bust 6 businesses for sending out emails. I think we should see more lawsuits in the future, said an FCC bureaucrat, and over time the results will have a deterring effect. Yeah! Oh, right. Just like all of the lawsuits against the people who share movies and music on the internet has had a real deterring effect.
Right. That's going to stop that.
Right. Angry consumers have reported more than 100 million spam emails to the FTC's database since the law went into effect. Do you think the 6 businesses that they busted account for 2% of those 100 million spam emails?
No.
Maybe 0.5%?
No.
0.25%?
0.25%? No.
I can't believe that people in this country even bother with this. People just haven't figured it out yet. Government doesn't work. Call in and tell me how...
Utopia is such a dream for people.
Give me one government program that has accomplished the goals it has been set out to do.
And not destroyed people's lives
right.
in the process.
Give me an example of a successful government program. 1-800-259-9231. And don't say killing people. I mean, you know, the government program to kill people. Because, yeah, that is the one thing it can do somewhat well.
Government
it can kill people.
Does that real well.
All right, so he said the bureaucrat acknowledges since then the volume of daily complaints hasn't let up. He said that it's partly because the awareness is up about the FTC's role in spam regulation, but also because the law never promised to stop spam altogether. Of course not. There's no way they could possibly.
More spam news after the break.
That's right, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call. Anything you want to talk about? For now, we're talking about spam.
We are, but again, you can interrupt the show at any time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a male, you certainly would appreciate it for obvious reasons. And if
perhaps
you're a female, if you're a female, then we want you to check it out because we want you to be a part of it. And it's not a beauty contest. We have women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors on there. So be sure you log on, check it out, and hopefully if you're a lady listening to the show, you'll want to be a part of it. Send your picture in to freetalklive.com. So check it out. It's free, just like everything at freetalklive.com. Talking about the Can Spam Act, which was enacted last year. It gave it its start, I guess, on January 1st. Since then, the FTC has received over 100 million email complaints to the database, I guess, of individuals forwarding them their spam so the FTC can investigate. Again, this all costs our tax dollars. All right, I got a real problem with this. I don't mind spam. It doesn't bother me in the least. All I have to do is hit the delete key and it's gone. It doesn't take a lot of time out of my life to do that. Now, I understand that it can be bothersome to some people. I understand that some people have families. They don't want their kids coming across the pornographic spam. In which case, the only answer to the spam situation is the free market. As a matter of fact, the market has already been working its magic on spam, even without the FTC's wonderful program here, which, as we're going to find out, has done nothing, has really just has no measured effect on spam at all, except to suck more tax dollars out of our wallets, basically, to pay for this asinine program. The market has come up with spam protection. You've got, like, I've got a Yahoo account, a Yahoo Mail account, and there's a spam folder, and yeah. Yahoo has certain parameters that they check every single incoming message against, and if that incoming message meets those certain parameters, it gets shuffled on into the spam folder. Now, they don't delete it. They let you look inside the spam folder to see if something accidentally went in there. It does happen from time to time that things will go into the spam folder that you did not intend to.
I think that's happened to me one time because somebody wrote something in the title that sounded like they were trying to sell me something, but in fact, that you know, I wanted the email.
For some reason, my Netflix notifications keep going into the spam folder, mm-hmm. but all I'd have to do to correct that is just simply create a filter that mandates that Netflix things get sent to a certain folder. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are ways around spam, and as time goes on, the market will create more. I mean,
there's plenty now.
Yeah, there's plenty of them now.
You don't have to look at spam if you don't want to look at spam.
No, hell no, you don't.
You just are too cheap and too lazy to get some kind of spam filter.
It's got to be too cheap. It's got to be too lazy because the government's got to be costing you more.
Well, they don't know that.
No, they don't know that. Exactly. So here's
people
more info.
People don't see taxes and what they cost.
According to the Association for Competitive Technology, an advocacy group representing technology companies, canned spam was an important step for providing the tools to let law enforcement go after malicious spammers. But it was never intended to halt all spam. But so far, now this is the industry talking.
Benign spammers?
How do they... I don't understand how industry people can get behind this. I really don't. But so far, said Mark Rotenberg, executive director of the Electronic Privacy and Information Center, not even the regulatory...
It's an abject failure.
Not even the regulatory mission is working. When the law was being debated on Capitol Hill, Rotenberg testified before Congress in favor of a tougher bill. He said he was disappointed with the legislative outcome. I testified and said it was a very weak bill. Evidence indicates that spam is on the increase today. It's a problem for most users with an internet service provider. Again, we've got more technology people who should know better, advocating government intervention in the technology sector.
They must have something to gain. I don't understand.
I don't know either. They maybe it's just they want to politically posture themselves and somehow gain some sort of reputation within the industry. I don't understand it myself because you've got to get this through your head, tech people. If you give the government the power to control the internet, they're going to use it against you at some point.
Quickly.
Yeah, at some point you're going to all of a sudden find that next week they've passed a law that regulates all software that is being created because...
They can't wait to get their fingers on taxing it.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to figure out some way to tax all the purchases right. And all that other stuff that goes on the internet. They just don't know how yet.
Right, because
and
they're
the
stupid.
More inroads that the federal government has into the internet, the closer they are.
The bipartisan canned spam bill, that must mean it's good, it's bipartisan, was designed, can you tell I'm reading this off of Fox News? Was designed to address unwanted solicitations or spam in general, as well as offer special provisions from sexually explicit emails. Among its functions, the bill prohibits fraudulent or deceptive subject lines, headers, return addresses, and other labels. I get subject lines all the time that are just gobbledygook.
Yeah.
What does that count as?
I don't know.
Have you seen those where it's just... That's a subject name.
I figure it's people that don't know how to speak English.
Yeah.
It's kind of like us going, mong, ching, chong, dong, chong, ching, and thinking it's, Chinese, when in fact we're just idiots.
We'll get back to spam. This is the show you can control, literally change the topic anytime. Let's go to Darren in California. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Excellent. Darren, what's up?
I just read an article on the internet about something happening in California. And basically, they're having troubles with their road maintenance.
What's going on?
Well, this the problem is a bunch of people are switching over to hybrid cars.
Okay.
since they taxed gasoline.
Yeah. We had right. this issue for tonight. We just didn't get around to getting to it. This is interesting. Go on, Darren.
Well, anyways, they are planning instead to make up the tax. They want to install GPS tracking devices in all the cars and charge five miles.
Not only is this weird, and that most Americans won't allow them. Hopefully, most Americans won't allow themselves to be tracked with onboard GPS
I hope so
systems.
Too.
But couldn't I just pour water over my GPS system in my car?
That'd probably end up being a felony. If they found that you tampered with your GPS system, they'd probably charge you with a felony.
I think when you go to fill up at the pump, it taps into it and reads it or something. So
that's the idea.
It might not let you get gas or something.
It's a ways off in the future
for
this to work.
It's crazy to implement. I mean, are they talking about doing it only for hybrid owners, or are they talking about doing it for all car owners?
It might be all car eventually.
Yeah. How in the hell are they going to do that? Are you going to retrofit every single car in the state?
I got a 76 Eldorado. I don't even have a catalytic converter on my car.
You wouldn't get away with inspection. Aren't there inspections in California?
Yeah.
Well, would that be where they would do it?
When I was out in L.A., I saw a 67 Dart Silver Edition out there. So, I mean, yeah, I would get away with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be grandfathered in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Daryl.
It would probably just make it so all new cars would have to have it or something.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
It'd give you a severe disincentive to buy a new car, and I never advise for people buying new cars. But if that was the way they do it, and it started in 2006, then nobody would ever want to buy a car that at least wanted to save a little bit of money. Nobody who is somewhat frugal would ever want to buy a car that was newer than 2006 from that point on.
The same bureaucrats that encourage us to get hybrid cars now want to tax us more readily for driving on the roads. It's just ridiculous.
That's why we're going to New Hampshire, Darren.
Sounds like fun.
Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime, okay? 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. I would like to get into the details on that, because that just sounds like a nasty, nasty situation. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231 is your show. Take control and literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Just grab them. Take them. Use and abuse them.
Just like the podcasters do, as seen in USA Today.
As seen in, yes, that's right. Let's point that out as many times as we possibly can. We're so proud to have been. You can actually see our USA Today mention on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. 800-259-9231. According to one of our more paranoid listeners, he just emailed us saying that all cars for the past 8 years already have a GPS connector installed. He's making the claim that this tax by the mile thing that we just got off the phone talking about somebody with is to be fully implemented nationwide by 2009. That's what he has to say. I mean, there's no sources cited to back the claim up, but interesting claim nonetheless. So we're talking about spam and how the federal government's attempts to control said spam have been an utter abject failure. Oh, but wait, says the FTC, the lawsuits are coming. It's been 12 months. We finally filed a few lawsuits last month. We filed all of 6 lawsuits. Don't you worry. We're busy over here. Pass the donuts. We're busy over here, and we're really going to bust these spammers this year, as long as you give us $15 billion more dollars.
Oh, my God.
I'm making up the number, but you and I both know that's how it works. If the FTC's failing at its mission, what happens? Well, they appropriate some more money.
Every time a government program does poorly, once it's in place, man, you can't get rid of those things.
Mm-hmm. Even if spam goes away. Even if spam disappeared next week, the FTC would find something else to like classify as spam, and our mission has changed now. Now that spam is gone, and by the way, it was all thanks to us, even though it really would be somewhere, somebody in the private sector creating some sort of perfect anti-spam technology. The FTC would take credit for it all, and then they'd say, our mission
Some people
has
want
changed.
Spam. You know, spam is only spam, just as junk mail is only junk mail, when it's sent to somebody who doesn't want it.
Good point.
Lots of stuff is, the reason spam is sent is because people click on it. They look, and they buy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sucker born every minute.
That's the reason that it's working.
Good point. Anyway, here's what
if it was a terrible ad venue, nobody would use it.
So canned spam was designed to prohibit certain things, and here are the intents of the canned spam bill.
Who cares about the intents? Government's, never does any of this.
But, right, let's go over the intent and prove that they haven't been very successful at all.
Fine.
So the Canned Spam Act, it sounds tough. They're going to can it. It prohibits fraudulent or deceptive subject lines, headers, return addresses, and other labels.
It's
prohibits the use of.
It's like the English police officers that don't have a gun. You know, they just run after the crook, going stop, or I'll yell stop again.
That's a great visual.
It's pointless. They can't even run after the criminal. They can't find them. They're just out in the woods yelling stop. Stop!
It prohibits the use of email addresses that are harvested from other websites without the user's knowledge. Now, I guess that means, like, for instance, on freetalklive.com, we have our email addresses there on the About the Show page. If you want to email Manwich, you email Manwich at freetalklive.com. If you want to email Ian directly, Ian at freetalklive.com, Scott at freetalklive.com, Jason at freetalklive.com.
Actually, these spider bots that go out figure out from the website every connected email address.
Right.
That's on the web. That's on the website. So whether it doesn't actually have to even say it,
mm-hmm.
it's just in any way connected to it. So if we have a litany, 20, you know, different email addresses from freetalklive.com, you know, we'll get the spider bot would harvest all of those.
Right, which is why we get some of the same spam because our address is on there on the front.
I bet you get two because you receive both FTL at freetalklive.com
and Ian at freetalklive.com.
And Ian at freetalklive.com.
You're right about that. But it's okay. It's one of the things that I deal with to have a, you know, a radio show where people can communicate with
you. You can shut down your website tomorrow if you'd like.
So I think that's what it's prohibiting here. But if you put your website on the, if you put your email address on the web, which is by its nature public, you know, if you're not behind a password or something like that, then why can't people take your email address and send you email? I don't understand why not. So it's barring that, allegedly, creates an opt-out mechanism in which users can contact the sender to get off their mailing list.
Yeah,
as
though that really happens.
The sender must also include a real snail mail address. FTC regulators are still debating whether a P.O. box will do. It's so irrelevant because if you know anything about spam, if you've done even a basic amount of research, you know that if you fill out the opt-out form in the, you know, the bottom of the spam email, or you click here to unsubscribe, it just tells the spammer, this guy's for real.
Yeah, this is a real address.
There's
it's
a
good.
Real sucker here, and then he can go ahead and sell that email address to other people.
The best thing to do is never even look at it.
Right.
Because if you look at it, then it sends a message back to the spamming...
It could. If there's a photo in the email, it may load that photo, and then the web server may report that
I think that's a little too much for folks. But,
I understand.
It could... The best advice is don't look at the spam. Now, there's other ways...
And don't waste your time forwarding it to the government, because they're not going to do squat about it. If you're one of these poor, poor saps who is forwarding their emails... To the FTC.
You'll have a better time contacting the company that contacted you and saying, look, I don't want this sent to my mailbox. Please stop sending it.
It also, this CAN Spam Act, criminalizes sexually explicit emails that are not properly labeled in the subject line as such. It also makes it a crime to send pornographic photos in the body of an email. That's just crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, it kind of seems a little asinine, first of all, because... Now they're labeling the sexually explicit emails, so now if my son or daughter is looking through the email box and there's 50 different spam emails, now they know which ones are the ones with the, you know, the porn in them? Because it has to say sexually explicit in the subject header?
Interesting.
So it would seem to be a little counterintuitive there. And finally, it allows the FTC and state's attorney... Oh, and the idea that it's a crime to send pornographic photos in the body of an email? There's plenty of people that trade porn pictures on the internet via email. Now, that's a crime. Allows the FTC and state's attorneys to impose criminal penalties on spammers and the companies that hire them. It also allows private internet service providers to sue violators who use their network to send the spam. Like what? What are you going to get? $10 out of these guys?
You're never going to touch them.
Right.
Never going to touch them.
I'm going to hold off on the rest of this. I'm not going to read the rest of this. They do go into the fact that a lot of spammers are not of this country, which is a whole other issue altogether. You know, the United States jurisdiction ends in the United States federal boundaries. And so if somebody's in Mozambique or whatever sending out spam emails, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
So even if you pass the most strict tough anti-spam laws that for some reason the people in this country can't get around, all they'll do is they'll just outsource it, if you will. They'll outsource their spam to somebody, you know, another server somewhere else in the world. And it's just a futile, pointless exercise. Now it's just another government program that's going to further enrich middle-class government bureaucrats and further, make us less wealthy. Suck off the public teat, if you will. That's all the government does. They're a big parasite, and we need to get rid of them. We need to downsize D.C. We need to get government out of our lives, bring it back down to the constitutional sizes. We got more on our plate here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you've got a comment, if you want to change the topic, take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Log on at freetalklive.com.
And you can get the updates.
Yes, you can.
It's, all you got to do is, what? Give us your email.
Click on updates. You're not even giving us necessarily the information.
Oh, that's right.
You're giving it to Yahoo. Although I can see what your email address is. Because I'm the administrator.
Anyway.
If you trust Yahoo, you'll trust this.
It's the best way to get information about the show.
Right.
I found out about our USA. No, you called me up on that one. You can find out about lots of new information from the show. It's how I find out.
Well, you were out of town. That's your excuse.
Yes.
You're out of town. The USA Today thing. Any news about the show goes to the updates list first. So
yes.
You can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for that. And we promise we won't spam you.
It's true, we won't. That's a nice little segue into my article on spam here. This is from s2.com. It's called, let's see, it says, Oh Spit. So you got Progressive and replaced your business's old phone system with an internet-based system promising swell features and cost savings. I think they call that VoIP, right? Voice over IP.
Yeah, I've noticed some of the advertisements for it. It sounds interesting.
But
we actually had someone call the show over one of those connections,
many.
And it sounded really good.
We've had many. But then your office phones start ringing incessantly with pre-recorded ads selling Canadian drugs and phallus enlargers.
Really?
Yes. Welcome to Spit. That's spam over internet telephony. Spit.
Huh.
Kind of clever. Junk phone email. Or excuse me, junk phone mail. For businesses inclined to such sales methods, Spit is cheaper than staffing a call center, and hackers or spammers can hijack your company's VoIP system and use it to launch more Spit.
Huh. Wow.
Tech companies are working to combat this threat. I'll bet they are, and they'll be successful. And then, you know, there will be more problems because that's just sort of the nature of the burgeoning computer industry.
But no doubt there are a few idiots out there calling for regulation.
Already.
I'm sure.
It's not going to work.
No.
Yeah, it's just, it'd be pointless to regulate it. The tech companies will take care of it far faster than the
government
ever could.
Because they have a financial incentive to do so.
Yes, they're not going to sell any more VoIP systems if they don't fix the problem.
Right.
None. No more.
Government doesn't have a financial incentive to get anything done. As
no.
As a matter of fact,
the government was not successful in putting cars on the road. Ford was.
Government,
and that's because he made them so they ran.
Right.
If
government
they didn't run, they wouldn't rate it.
Has the opposite of a financial incentive. They have an incentive to fail so they can get more money. Because when they fail, unlike these companies go out of business. When the government fails, the senators and the representatives just legislate some more money to them.
Yep.
Tax you some more, point more guns at you, and take more of your money.
That's how they have to do. That the pointing guns thing is an analogy that people don't necessarily understand. But every time I'm taxed for whatever purpose, whether it's the military, the U.S. military, whether it's
even
for
if you think it's
welfare,
a good purpose,
the fact is, if I don't want to pay that tax, then, you know, what's going to happen?
Well, they're going to send you a letter that says, Mr. Manwich, you're in arrears. You owe X amount of money on your property taxes / whatever other taxes you're refusing to pay.
I don't want to pay those, so I'm not going to answer that letter, and I'm not
going to. Then I'm going to send you a letter on red paper, because then you know we're serious. And I'm going to make some more demands of you and let you know that you're seriously in violation. You could be facing felony charges, up to $500,000 fine, possibly some serious time in jail.
So I think to myself, screw you people. I crumple it up the letter and I throw it in my garbage.
Well, then we might just have to send someone to your house. And they're going to knock on your door and they're going to tell you, Mr. Manwich, we're here to collect your property taxes.
I hate you government bureaucrats, and I slam the door in the faces of these people that want to take my money.
Then they'd probably have to call the SWAT team in. What do you think's going to happen then?
Well, I'm going to get out my guns because I'm an American and I've got a Second Amendment right.
Right.
And I'm going to keep my house from getting invaded by law enforcement.
But there's 10 of them and one of you.
Well, I think we all know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to point guns at you to try and get you to do what they want.
The same thing that happened at Ruby Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, the situations are different than what happened to Ruby Ridge, but it's clear the government will use guns to enforce what it wants.
Exactly right.
And if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to get a bullet through the head.
It's that brutal.
Yeah.
It's
just
that's
the way
real.
It is. That's how real it is, people.
Is that freedom?
That is not freedom.
It's the antithesis of freedom.
It is, absolutely.
Because if this government...
It didn't used to be that way.
No.
Until the early part of the 1900s.
This government was created by we the people, for we the people, and to be run by we the people. And we the people should at any time be able to dismantle this government and basically say, you've gone too far. I didn't agree to this. Just because I was born in this country doesn't mean I signed any sort of social contract. And if I did sign it, I hereby refuse to, I rescind my signature from that social contract. I don't understand that concept, really. It just doesn't make sense to me. The idea that because my parents signed me up for a social security card means that I get the privilege of participating in this program?
There is a social contract. I mean, certainly that exists. But that doesn't mean that our government has stepped well out of the bounds of the social contract. The social contract, to my mind, means I'll use no force against another human. And that is what the libertarian credo is.
Right.
So we don't use force.
We think we do not support the advocation or initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And that's what the government does. Every program, every time. They don't ask you for your money. They demand it from you. And if you don't pay, you could die. 1-800-259-9231. That needs to change. And that's why we're going to move to New Hampshire, because there are people in America that think the way that we do. There are people in this country that are fed up with this behavior from the government and are tired of sitting around and taking it, bending over and taking it. We've had enough. We want to hear from you. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Are we out of line? Are we treasonous? This is Free Talk Live.
We are out of time.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. You better make a call now if you want to slip it in before 10 o'clock Eastern time, because then we're done for tonight. But we're on six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. The Saturday show as well from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget to log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. Now, a moment ago, I said that we're not the only ones who feel this way, Manwich. Not only do we know that for sure, because we get emails and we have people on our bulletin board that also agree with us and that also are sick and tired of this government and how out of control they've gotten, but some people are really doing something about it. They're getting up, they're moving physically to a whole other state in pursuit of freedom. Those people are the Free State Project members. We are two of the 6,000, almost 6,400 members that they have. They're looking for 20,000, and I thought I'd read one other man's opinions here. His name is Keith Murphy, and this is appearing on the Free State Project website right now. It's his story about how he made the move to New Hampshire. On New Year's Eve, as my friends and I took turns buying each other rounds of beer and waiting for the countdown to start, I found myself pondering what I should do on the next day. Just days before, I'd finished graduate school, and as a signer of the Free State Project, I had committed to move to New Hampshire eventually. Having visited many times and being very familiar with immense amounts of freedom begin with a simple move. Yes, you actually get more free just by crossing the New Hampshire border.
Yes.
I was already looking forward to escaping the big government mentality of my native Baltimore. What was stopping me from moving immediately was a dose of common sense. In order to compete with the daytime classes required for my graduate program, I had to drop my regular office job and take up night work in the form of bartending. With the financial and time constraints imposed by simultaneously working and attending college full-time, I didn't exactly have bank accounts brimming with cash.
and poor college student kind of thing. The move itself would be steep, and I'd have to find and be able to pay for a new apartment, as well as find someone to take over my current lease. There would be all the attendant costs of registering my car, and more importantly, I'd have to find a job almost immediately. After all, I had all of the usual bills that would have to be continue to be paid, and I couldn't afford to go long without finding gainful employment. My common sense said that I should use my graduate degree to land a well-paying position in Maryland, and over the course of the next year or two, save up enough money to make the move a less risky decision. But I was fed up with the traffic, which turned a 20-minute drive into an hour-long stop-and-go ordeal.
It's
fed
awful.
Up with the taxes, which forced me to pay not only a state income tax, but a country income tax and even a local cell phone tax. Fed up with the crime, which included last summer's decapitation of 3 children under the age of 10 2 blocks from my apartment. Fed up with the dysfunction of the social estate, which was everywhere around me, from the homeless man who begged me for the money for my money every morning to the countless abandoned houses I drove past every evening. Just before midnight, I made my decision. I turned to my friend Brian and said, I'm moving by the end of January. I'm rolling the dice. The next day, New Year's Day, I turned in a letter to my employer providing notice that I'd be leaving at the end of the month, but asking for as many shifts as possible in the meantime. In order to be financially able to survive this move, I needed to work as much as possible to save up the money over the course, put in 70-hour weeks, call the fellow FS peer who had purchased a house in Manchester and lined up a place to live. So he's going to move in with another Free State Project member.
You know, and these Free State Project people are just that sort.
Exactly. On the day of my move, he found someone to take over his lease. I enjoyed a leisurely lunch with some local FSP participants, and they helped me load up my truck afterwards. Early in the morning, hours before daylight, I left the old Free State for the new Free State. Phil Danish did me the favor of driving the moving van as I drove my car, and in a freezing storm of sleet and snow, we rolled up I-95, never looking back. When I arrived in sunny Manchester 7 hours later, I found no fewer than 9 people waiting to help me unload my belongings. And in all, 15 minutes, everything was done. 1 week later, I had a telephone interview for a town planning position in a beautiful community in central New Hampshire. 10 minutes after that interview, I got a call asking me to come in for an in-person interview. And just after that, the interview concluded, I was offered the job. And he's there. He's there. And the Free Staters there helped him move in. It's just an awesome story. And more people are continuing to flow into the Free State because this is going to happen. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...